Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're digging into a paper called Beyond Single Agent Safety, a Taxonomy of Risks in LLM to LLM Interactions. We're talking about it now because multi-agent systems and LLM orchestration are moving from demos into real products. Customer support, coding assistance, internal automation, and when models talk to other models, new risks pop up. Echo chambers, loops, and decisions no one can trace back. The key question for today is, concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet right now? Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. We'll keep this practical and concise. Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground. Where do teams get burned? Orchestration surprises, agents amplifying hallucinations, policy gaps.
In real life, the pain shows up the first week you wire two or three agents together. You think you've built a neat pipeline. A summarizer hands off to a planner, which sends tasks to an executor, and then you wake up to a runaway loop. They keep asking each other for clarifications, and your bill spikes. Another common one. One agent invents a customer ticket number, the next agent treats it as fact and emails a user with the wrong reference. Because no one designed cross-agent policies, there's no shared notion of when to stop, when to escalate to a human, or what counts as trusted data. Logs are messy, so when something goes wrong, you can't tell who asserted what. And compliance-wise, agents pass PII to each other without clear redaction rules because the policy was written for a single chatbot, not a network of them.
So basically, when bots talk to bots, small errors snowball. Ping-pong loops drive cost and latency, hallucinations get recycled as facts, and nobody can trace who started it. Plus, most teams have single bot guardrails that don't cover handoffs or shared memory. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Because orchestration is finally mainstream. Teams are using frameworks like LangGraph, AutoGen, CrewAI, and the major assistance APIs to let multiple agents plan, call tools, and hand off tasks. That creates coordination dynamics we didn't have with a single chat window, compounding errors, reinforcement loops, misaligned objectives, and blurred provenance. Most safety work focused on one agent's prompt and output filters, but that doesn't catch cross-agent issues, like an agent trusting another's hallucination, or two agents escalating each other's confidence. As these systems connect to real data and real actions, ticketing, billing, code changes, the blast radius grows. A clear taxonomy matters now because it gives teams a shared language to design guardrails across agents, decide where to put checks, and instrument the right logs and stop conditions before scaling up. At a high level, the paper contributes a taxonomy, a structured map of risks that appear when LLMs talk to each other. They cluster them roughly into feedback and coordination risks like runaway loops or goal misalignment, truth and provenance risks, hallucination propagation, missing citations, lost attribution, adversarial interaction risks, prompt injections hopping between agents, collusion-like behavior, and operational risks, cost, latency blowups, resource misuse. The value is that each category comes with concrete failure patterns and suggested control points. Where to validate messages, when to require a tool call, how to attach provenance, when to stop and escalate. It plugs into three places: design reviews of multi-agent workflows, the orchestration layer itself, LangGraph, AutoGen, CrewAI, assistance APIs, and security governance reviews. Compared to single-agent safety, which focuses on one model's prompt, refusal policies, and output filters, this explicitly covers cross-agent dynamics, policies that travel with messages, checks at handoff boundaries, and monitoring that sees the whole conversation graph rather than a single turn.
Basically, they give you a map of where things go wrong when bots hand work to other bots, and they tell you where to put speed bumps and an audit trail. At the handoff, at the tool call, at the I'm confident moment. So small errors don't snowball. Mark, in practice, what would this change for a team building with multi-agents?
In real life, it forces a few decisions up front. First, who's allowed to assert a fact versus an opinion? We'd require the agent that claims a ticket number or a price to attach evidence like a DB lookup ID or document span so other agents can verify. Second, we set global stop rules. Max end handoffs, max cost per run, clear escalation to a human. Third, we standardize logs. Every message has an ID, parent-child links, a source list, and a confidence score, so postmortems aren't guesswork. On ownership, Platform MLOps owns the orchestration and logging, security owns redaction and data sharing policies, and product owns the playbooks, when to auto-resolve versus route to an agent. Without that split, things drift.
Let's make it concrete. If we applied it tomorrow in a small team. Mark, say we've got two agents in customer support, a summarizer and an answer generator. What breaks and how does this taxonomy help?
Typical scenario. The summarizer reads a long thread and invents a ticket number to keep the story coherent. The answer agent happily uses it in an email. That's the hallucination propagation bucket. Mitigation per the taxonomy. The answer agent is not allowed to reference IDs unless they come from a trusted tool call, like Get Ticket by Email, and each referenced fact must carry a provenance tag, e.g., Source D-Tickets ID 123. We also add a stop rule, no more than two back and forths without a new tool result, otherwise, escalate. And a redaction policy for PII between agents, email and phone masked unless the downstream agent has the view PII scope. Artifacts we'd implement. A message schema with a provenance field, an alert that triggers if an ID appears without a registered source, and a dashboard charting handoff counts so we spot loops early.
So if I sum that up, the answering bot only trusts numbers that came from a real database call, every claim carries its receipt, and you cap the ping pong to avoid burning time and money. Let's level up. Mark, outline a more complex orchestration, multiple agents doing data extraction, planning, and execution across systems, so we can see where the other risks show up.
We run a planner agent, a researcher that pulls from docs and CRM, an executor that can open tickets and post Slack updates, and a reviewer. Risks multiply. The planner optimizes for speed and sends the executor to create three tickets in parallel, blowing past cost or policy. That's misaligned objectives. The researcher might ingest a booby-trapped PDF that injects a priority urgent instruction, cross-agent prompt injection. Controls mapped from the taxonomy. Sandbox the executor with a capabilities matrix can only write in sandbox projects, no deletions. Shadow run high-impact actions, dry run that produces a diff for the reviewer, rate limit external actions per run, and require a quorum of two agreement for irreversible steps. We add trust scores. The researcher's outputs start low until verified by a tool call or the reviewer. And we track a run-level ID so we can trace every action back to the originating plan step.
Mechanically, this is where the taxonomy guides what to measure and where to enforce. Monitoring signals, agreement scores between agents on key entities, provenance coverage percentage, what fraction of claims have citations, loop detectors that flag repeating intents with no new tools, and a cost latency budget per run. Policy enforcement points. Schema validation on every message must include role, intent, allowed tools, provenance list, gating before any call that changes state. Think a policy engine like OPA or CEDAR verifying scopes, and a reviewer checkpoint for actions over a risk threshold. Architecture-wise, a message bus that attaches signed metadata to each handoff, per agent identities with scoped credentials, and memory quarantine. Notes stay private to the agent until validated. Rate limits and trust scores plug into the orchestrator so low trust outputs get sandboxed or require consensus.
For someone listening in their car, what would those controls look like as concrete artifacts? And what's the minimum discipline to adopt this without turning the project into a 6-month rebuild? Mark?
Artifacts. One JSON schema for interagent messages. Fields like message ID, parent ID, intent, claims, provenance, confidence, PII flags. A set of alert rules, unreference claim count 0, handoffs per run 5, external action without review equals true. Dashboards, provenance coverage over time, loop rates, cost per run by agent, and approval latency. Playbooks in the repo, when an alert fires, steps to pause the flow, inspect the run graph, and either add a tool check or tighten a policy. Minimum discipline, a staging environment for agent runs, feature flags to toggle checks, weekly 30-minute review of two failure cases, and versioned policies alongside code. You can get 80% of the benefit in two sprints by standardizing the message schema, adding provenance requirements, and putting a hard stop budget on each run.
All right, let's go under the hood. Jamie, can you walk us through what the paper assumes to be in place for these safeguards to work, the limits the authors call out, and what they propose as future work? Then we'll translate it and talk org setup with Mark.
Prerequisites first. The taxonomy assumes you can observe and control the conversation graph. Every agent message is captured with a run ID, provenance, and role. Agents have distinct identities and scoped credentials, and the orchestrator can validate and gate messages at handoffs. There's a policy layer capable of redaction, rate limits, and sandboxing, and tools are called through controlled interfaces so actions can be reviewed or rolled back. Threat models include both benign coordination failures, loops, overconfidence, and adversarial cases, prompt injection hopping across agents, data exfiltration via shared memory, and collusion-like behavior when agents reinforce each other's goals. Limitations. Emergent risks are hard to measure consistently. A lot of the evaluation uses simulated multi-agent conversations and scripted adversaries, not messy production traffic. Detection often relies on heuristics or LLM as judge, which can be noisy. And the mitigations add overhead, schema validation, consensus, human review, which increases latency and cost, so there's a real trade-off to tune. Finally, observability is assumed. If your stack can't attach provenance or see tool side effects, you can't enforce half these controls. Future work the paper points to: automated collusion detection using graph signals, like unusually high agreement without new evidence, provenance propagation that survives tool hops and memory writes, standardized benchmarks for multi-agent safety so teams can compare methods, and stronger red teaming harnesses that simulate chained prompt injections and misaligned objectives at scale.
Put simply, this only works if you can see and shape the conversation between bots, unique IDs, receipts for claims, and a gatekeeper in the middle. The trade-off is you add some friction to avoid bigger blow-ups. Mark, on the organizational side, who needs to own what tooling has to be in place, and what are the human workflows to actually enforce these mitigations?
Platform or MLOps owns the orchestrator and the run store. Think a central timeline of every agent message with provenance. Security owns cross-agent data policy, what PII can flow, which scopes unlock what tools, and redaction defaults. Product owns playbooks, when to auto-approve, when to escalate, and SLAs for human review. Tooling-wise, a tracing layer, open telemetry or vendor tracing, policy engine like OPA or Cedar, a PII redaction service, and a human-in-the-loop queue inside the app so reviewers approve or block actions without leaving context. Workflow. Every week, we review two failures, update policies next to code, and run a small red team script against staging to make sure alerts still fire.
Great. Jamie, what do the authors actually report in terms of results? What settings did they test? Which metrics do they look at? And how controlled was it?
It's primarily a taxonomy paper, so results are illustrative rather than a big benchmark. They use small-scale controlled multi-agent simulations and case studies to show failure modes and the effect of mitigations. Metrics they highlight or recommend tracking include faithfulness, consistency across agents, do key facts remain consistent, hallucination propagation rate, how often an unsupported claim gets reused downstream, success failure in adversarial scenarios, e.g., prompt injections that survive a handoff, and operational impact, added latency and cost from consensus checks or human reviewers. Comparisons are to baseline orchestrations without cross-agent policies, showing fewer cascaded errors when you add provenance checks and stop rules. But again, these are controlled environments, not production dashboards.
So, benefits in plain terms. Fewer bad facts echoing through your system, clearer receipts about who said what and why, and less time firefighting because you can trace and stop runs earlier, at the expense of a bit more latency and cost. Mark, in the real world, what should teams expect versus those controlled demos? And what KPIs would you track to know it's working?
Production is noisier, so expect weaker gains until you tune. Hallucination propagation won't drop to zero, but you can cut the worst cascades. Latency goes up at first because reviewers are slow. It improves once you add smarter gating. KPIs I track: provenance coverage percentage, claims with citations, loop rate, repeated handoffs without new tool outputs, untrusted action rate, attempts to change state without evidence or approval, mean time to escalation, and cost per successful run. set target bands, not single numbers, and review them per workflow since sales ops and support have different tolerance.
For teams itching to adopt this, what are concrete next steps? Quick wins this month versus longer projects? Jamie, then Mark, if you want to add.
Quick wins in two sprints. One, define a minimal message schema with provenance and intent. Two, enforce a per-run stop budget, max handoffs and dollar cap. Three, gate any state-changing tool call behind a policy check. Four, add a simple loop detector. Medium term, per-agent identities with scoped credentials, signed metadata on the message bus, and a reviewer UI embedded in your app. Long term, adversarial simulation harness, automated agreement provenance scoring, and standardized eval sets so you can regression test safety alongside accuracy.
I'd add, start with a one-day audit to map your current handoffs, then a week to instrument the schema and provenance. Pick one high-volume flow, turn on hard stops and citations, and run it in staging for a week. Document two playbooks and train one on-call per squad. Don't re-architect everything. Just put guardrails where money and reputation are at risk. Closing from the field, the teams who benefit most are platform teams supporting many agent workflows, security governance groups who need traceability, and any org where agents can take external actions, tickets, emails, code. Conditions for success: a basic observability stack, a policy owner with authority, and buy-in that a bit more latency is acceptable to prevent costly incidents.
Bottom line, this paper gives teams a shared map and checkpoints to make multi-agent systems safer and more traceable before you scale them. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nbilotti.org/ayadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSiv LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.